请大家打开罗马书。Please turn your Bibles to the book of Romans.
我们要开始跟大家思想罗马书。
And we will be beginning in our study of the book of Romans today.
其实今天我们活在一个非常混乱的世界里面。
And the truth is today we are living in a world that is very chaotic.
基督徒活在这个混乱的世界里面呢，我们也是非常的混乱。
And even as we live in this chaotic world, our lives and our hearts are chaotic as well.
所以我们很多时候不知道我们基督徒到底是怎么样的一个基督徒。
And as Christians, we kind of lose our identity as Christians.
我们活得跟世人没有两样。
And our lives seemhard to distinguish from those who aren't believers.
所以我们的生活呢，跟世界的人没有分别。
And so our lives have no, they are the same as those who aren't believers.
我们也不但基督徒不知道他们什么叫做基督徒，我们也不知道什么叫做教会。
Christians have lost the idea of what it means to be a Christian and the idea of the church.
教会是给信徒还是给非信徒的？
Is the church for the believer or the unbeliever?
今天很多人把教会看作是一个俱乐部，一个 club, social club.
A lot of people today see the church as a social club.
很多人也不知道牧师的工作是什么。
We've lost the idea of the job of a pastor.
我们牧师的工作是要娱乐大家呢，还是要宣讲神的话？
Is it to entertain the congregation or is it to preach God's word?
我们其实也不知道什么叫做福音。
In fact, we've even forgotten what the idea of or the definition of gospel is.
今天我们传的福音跟主耶稣所传的福音呢，好像有很大的距离。
And increasingly today, the gospel that is shared in Christendom seems very different from the gospel that our Lord Jesus had.
今天我们跟大家说，如果你相信耶稣，耶稣会使你发财。
Today we say that if you believe in Jesus, Jesus will prosper you.
我们说，如果你相信耶稣，耶稣就会医治你。
We say that if you believe in Jesus, Jesus will heal your sickness.
如果你相信耶稣呢，神就会大大的祝福你。
And if you believe in Jesus, the Lord will bless you tremendously.
那么我要问你，如果耶稣没有回答你的祷告，如果耶稣没有使你发财，你是不是就要离开耶稣？
So let me ask you, if you do not get that prosperity from Jesus,And if you do not get all those blessings, will you leave Jesus?
如果耶稣没有医治你，你是不是就要离开耶稣？
If the Lord does not heal your sickness, will you leave Jesus?
如果耶稣没有祝福你，在现在你所谓心目中的祝福呢，你是不是就离开呢？
If the Lord does not give you the blessings right now, or the blessings that you think you need right now, will you leave Jesus?
这个就是相信耶稣的意思吗？
Is this?The definition of believing in Jesus.
你这样相信耶稣，你是不是得救的呢？
And if you do believe in this way, are you saved?
我们讲得救，得救从什么地方得救？得救是什么意思？
And when we talk about salvation, what do we mean by salvation? Where do we get salvation from?
所以我们要很清楚到底福音是什么意思一回事情。
And so we need to be very clear what the gospel is.
这个福音非常的重要，因为这个福音呢，能够决定上天堂还是下地狱。
The gospel is such an important thing to grasp because it will decide whether you're going to heaven or hell.
但是今天我们对福音非常的混乱，我们不知道什么叫做信耶稣，我们不知道什么叫做相信福音。
But there's so much confusion today about what the gospel is and about what belief in Christ is.
所以保罗也是这么说，如果有人从天上来，就算有天使也好，有魔鬼也好，不管是有谁传福音给你，与我们所传的不同，他就应当受咒诅。
And Paul said that even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
所以这个福音到底是什么，我们必须要讲清楚。
And so that's why we need to be very clear what this gospel is.
所以罗马书就是一本有关福音的书。
And the book of Romans is a book that talks about what this gospel is.
所以马丁路德说福音呢，罗马书就是最纯正的福音。
Martin Luther said about the book of Romans that it is the purest gospel.
那么加尔文呢，说讲到福音，讲到罗马书的时候，他说罗马书最重要的呢，就是因信称义。
Calvin said that the most key concept in the book of Romans is justification by faith.
所以我们要知道什么叫福音呢？对这个福音要有正确的认识呢？从罗马书是一个最好的开始。
And so if we are to understand clearly what the gospel is about, the best place to look at is the book of Romans.
一个法国的这个释经家呢，他说罗马书呢是基督教最雄伟、最伟大的大教堂。
A French commentator said of the book of Romans that it is a majestic declaration of the divine plan of salvation.
所以当我们要知道保罗在讲到保罗是罗马书里面，这个保罗是新约的书信，他最重要的书信呢就是罗马书。
And in the New Testament and in Paul's writings, his most critical writing was the book of Romans.
那么四福音呢, the four gospels, 四福音给我们看到主耶稣的言行举止，就是他的生活，他讲的话。但是罗马书是告诉我们这个耶稣的影响力。And
so the four gospels tell us of Jesus' work and his life. The book of Romans tells us the impact of his life.
所以罗马书是一本很深奥的书。
And there is great richness in the book of
Romans. 很多人对罗马书很有兴趣，但是它深奥的地方呢，就是要我们读了再读，读了再读，不断的读，才能够明白。
Many of us have an interest in the book of Romans, but because it is so profound, it requires that we read it and we read it again until we understand it.
让我做一个基本的介绍。So
let me give you a basic and a quick introduction.
罗马书就是保罗写给罗马的一本书。
The book of Romans is a book that was written, or it's an epistle written for the Romans by Paul.
那么写作时间大概主后57年。
It was written around the time of 57 AD.
那么地方呢，就是在哥林多教，哥林多的地方，他写这本书。
And it was written in Corinth.
那么它的主题是什么呢？请大家看罗马书第1章第16节。
What is its theme? Please turn to Romans 1 verse 16.
罗马书的主题就是第16节跟17节最重要的这两节，他说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这个福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信。” 所以经上说，义人必因信得生。At
the very center of the book of Romans, its very theme is found in verses 16 and 17, where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith."
今天我们讲到基督教的时候，我们常常讲神的爱。
When we talk about Christianity today, very often we go straight to God's love.
但是我们很少讲神的公义。
But very rarely do we talk about God's righteousness.
所以你看这节圣经我们刚刚读，他说我不以福音为耻，这福音是神的大能。
So just now we read, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God."
要救一切的人。
For salvation to everyone.
是要救一切相信的人。
To everyone who believes.
你看，最重要，你看第十七节，因为神的公义，神的公义就在这个福音上显明出来。
Now, note verse 17 where he says, "For in the righteousness, and it is in the gospel that we see the manifestation of this righteousness."
今天我们很少讲神的公义。
Today we don't hear about God's righteousness.
但是神的公义在罗马书里面出现29次。
But this righteousness of God occurs in the book of Romans 29 times.
所以福音就是福音里面就彰显神的公义。
And it is within this gospel that we see God's righteousness.
所以我们就要跟大家讲解释这个福音跟神的公义有什么怎么样彰显神的公义。
And so we want to see today how this gospel manifests God's righteousness.
让我大概的讲一讲。 这整本罗马书的分段，第一呢，罗马书第1到第8章是讲到神公义的显明。Now
let me give you a quick outline of the book of Romans. Chapters 1-8 looks at the revelation of the righteousness of God.
那么第二段呢，就是神公义的辩护是9到11章。
From chapters 9 to 11, we're looking at the vindication of the righteousness of God.
那么最后我们会看到神公义的应用，就是12到16章。
And finally, from 12 to 16, we're looking at the application of the righteousness.
当然我们会用接下来可能一年的时间或者两年的时间就是讲罗马书。
And we will potentially in the next year or even 2 years go through the book of Romans.
但是今天呢，我们只要跟大家讲第一到第十七节。
However, today we will focus our attention on verse 1 to verse 17.
那么从第一到第十七节，今天我的大纲很简单，就是三点。
And from these few verses, today I have 3 points.
第一呢，保罗的问候。1,
Paul's greetings.
第二，保罗的祷告。Paul's
prayer.
然后保罗的主题。Finally,
Paul's theme.
这个就是今天早上我要跟大家分享的三点，但是我的重点呢，会放在最后那个，因为保罗的主题是非常重要的。And
as we go through these 3 themes this morning, I will focus on that last point, which is Paul's main theme.
但是首先我们来看一看，很快的来看一看这个保罗的问候。
So first, let us take a quick cursory glance at Paul's greeting.
让我们来读第一节到第七节。Let's
read from verse 1 to verse 7.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召做使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他的儿子。 我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说是从死里复活，以大能显明神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人因他的名信服真道，其中有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们，在罗马神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人。
Verse 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets and the holy scriptures concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里你看到很清楚，保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人，意思说他是奴隶，仆人这两个字就是 doulos， 他是他的主耶稣基督的奴隶，做耶稣的使者。 Apostle 或者使徒就是使者的意思，特派传神的福音。So
we see here in verse 1 that Paul calls himself a servant of Christ Jesus. The word here is doulos or slave, and he is called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel of God.
所以看到福音呢是福音的源头，福音就是神的福音。And
we see the source of the gospel over here. Where Paul calls it the gospel of God.
所以福音，这个福音就是神从神来的福音，这个神的这个福音是属于神的。And
it is a gospel that comes directly from God.
不但是讲到这个源头，你记得吗？我们在讲到罗马书，讲到说，当我们还在软弱做罪人的时候呢，神就按照，或许我们打开罗马书，我们在罗马书你打开一看一看，第五章第六节。
Let's turn to Romans 5.
我们讲到这个福音呢，神是属于神的，而且神采取主动来拯救我们。所以这个福音，这个好消息是神的好消息，是神给我们的好消息。And
we see not only that the gospel comes from the source, which is God, but God in his activeness gives it to us. We see in verse 6.
第五章第六节，他说：“因为我们软弱的时候，基督按着所按。” 就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有感做的，唯有耶稣基督。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱就在此显明了。你看第九节，现在我们靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。我因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子死。 得与神和好，既和好，就因着他得救。
Chapter 5, verse 6 to 10 says, For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Verse 10, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
所以你看到好消息是神要拯救人类。
And we see the good news, that is, God wants to save humanity.
因为我们还在软弱，我们还做罪人的时候，我们还在顶撞他，我们还在拒绝他的时候，他已经为我们死了。
Because though we were sinners, and though we were against him,Though we were corrupt, he died for us.
我们还没有承认他，我们还不要他，我们还在拒绝他的时候呢，他已经为我们预备好救恩。
At the time when we were still opposing him, at the time when we were still against him, he took the active step to save us.
所以你看到很多时候，我们不明白他的时候，我们还在顶撞他的时候，他已经为我们预备好，而且他已经为我们死了。
And we see that even though we were in that moment of sin and that we were totally removed from God, He had come and in His activeness prepared His salvation.
So, 神主动 take initiative. 神已经主动采取行动，在我们还在顶撞他，他已经采取行动来拯救我们。
And so we see that God is the initiator in all of this. And while we were still sinners, He had already prepared this.Plan of salvation.
不但是这样，神不但是采取行动。第二，我们看到福音的源头是神。第二呢，我们看到福音的重点，它的内容是耶稣基督。
We not only see that the source of the gospel is God, we also see that the substance of it is Jesus Christ.
你看第三节
，Look at verse 3.
他说：“论到他的儿子，按着肉体是大卫的后裔，按着圣灵，按着圣善的灵说呢，他是。”神的儿子是从死里复活，显出他是神的儿子。
Concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以你看到这个福音的内容是有关耶稣基督。
And we see that the content of the gospel is about Jesus Christ.
所以你的基督论很重要 ，Christology， 到底这个耶稣是谁呢？他是神的儿子，同时他也是人，大卫的儿子，所以他是人，他也是神。
And so your Christology in all of this is so critical. He is at one time the Son of God, but he is also the Son of David.
所以很重要的，你要认识到这一个全人也是全神的耶稣。你认识到这一点，你才能够得救。
And that makes him fully man and fully God.And until you are able to understand this, you will not truly know.
不单是这样，我们也看到，不单是这个开头的这一个问候呢，给我们看到神福音的源头、福音的重点，而且福音的对象是全人类。
We see also the scope of the gospel, and the gospel is for all mankind.
所以我们从简单来说，你看到我们很简单就讲道出的这个一开始的时候，我们看到福音的源头、福音的内容跟福音的对象。
And we see the richness of Romans here because once we've started, we've already seen the source of the gospel, the substance of it, and the scope of it.
但是我们会慢慢跟大家讲下去，但是我们今天只集中讲最后一点，所以我们很快就讲过去。
We will continue to look further deeper into this, but for now we will be focusing on the key theme.
所以我们讲到今天的大纲，第一点是保罗的问候，第二点呢是保罗的祷告。
So today's broad outline is firstly Paul's greetings and next Paul's prayer.
我们来看，在保罗的祷告，保罗为这个罗马的教会祷告的时候，第一，他为他们感谢神。
In his opening, in the opening of his prayer, he first thanks God, for the Romans.
然后呢，我们看第八节，他说。我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我们的神，因为你的信德传遍天下。
He says in verse 8, First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world.
所以你看到这里, and
we see that Paul very frequently prays for the believers.
他为他们来感谢这个神,
and on their behalf, he thanked God.
他说为他们的信德就是他的信心, 保罗看到罗马人的信心,
and word of the Romans' faith got to Paul, and he was thankful to God for that.
所以我们也要学习保罗常常为着众人的信心来感谢神。
And in the same way, we can learn from Paul to be thankful for the faith of others.
接下来他为他们祷告的时候, 你看第九节, 我在他儿子的福音上用心灵所侍奉的神, 可见, 可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们在祷告之间呢, 常常恳求, 或者照着神的旨意, 众能平坦的道路往你们那里去。
Verse 9 and 10, he says, For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you, always in my prayers, asking that somehow, by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you.
所以这里保罗不但为他们感谢, 而且常常为他们祷告, 在祷告当中呢, 他常常盼望他能够到他那里去。
In addition to him constantly giving thanks to God for the Romans, they were always in his prayers, and he not only did that, he had a great desire to go and see them.
所以他保罗第三点看到保罗渴慕去见他们。
And so point number three is he longed to see them.
他保罗很渴慕去见他们，为什么呢？ 因为要把属灵的恩赐分给他们。
Why? Because he wanted to impart to them some spiritual gift.
什么叫做属灵的恩赐呢？
So what is a spiritual gift?
很多人问，喂，保罗为什么要去那边？是不是把一些恩赐分给他们？ 其实这个，你注意看，这个属灵的恩赐是单数的，singular。意思说，保罗说我要把我的恩赐呢的好处分给你， 意思他去教导他们，向他们传道，或者向他们讲道， 把神给他的恩赐多告诉他们，让他们得好处。
And so the question is, what are spiritual gifts? And is Paul going there to distribute these gifts? However, if you look at the tense of it in verse 11, it says spiritual gift, and that is a singular. And what Paul is referring to is the gift that has been given to him by God. He is referring to going to the Romans, teaching them and preaching to them, and so that they would benefit from this.
所以就好像我们在这里呢，我们看到神在中国大陆呢，有很多主在那里兴起他的教会。那么我很盼望到那里去帮助他们，多明白主，多明白主的圣经。同样的观念，就是我们要去，主已经在那边工作了，我们要去把我们的恩赐在那边应用，帮助他们能够更好的成长。
Now an example is what we've been doing in China. The Lord has been faithfully establishing His church in China. And we as a church have been very keen on going to these people and teaching them and sharing with them God's word and what we have, what we know.
所以我们很简单的就是这样讲，介绍过这本书。
And so this is a quick introduction to Paul.
保罗的问候，保罗的祷告，最后呢，保罗的主题就是在整个罗马书，我们要在这里讲更多。
So we've looked at Paul's greetings and Paul's prayer. Now we want to look at Paul's theme.
所以来到这里呢，保罗回去我们看第十六到第十七章，第十六到第十七节，基本上保罗说，我为这个他祷告的时候呢，他为他们感恩，为他们祷告，屡次要去那边帮助他们，因为他觉得他欠他们的债，因为保罗从神那里得到很多的好处，很多的这个福气，所以他说不管是第十四节说，无论是希腊人是坏外人是聪明人是异族人， 我都欠他们的债，我要尽我这个本分去传福音给这个罗马的人。
Now we see that Paul was thankful for them. He prayed for them, and he had great desire to go see them. He felt like he was obligated to them because of how much has been given to him by God. And so in verse 14 he says, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also.
那么所以他在第十六节就开始了最重要的整本罗马书最重要的这主题，就是说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信，就如经上所说，义人必因信得生。
And then in verses 16 and 17, for what is the crux of the book of Romans, Paul says, "For I am ashamed, not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith."
所以今天我们要给大家看到这个福音就是神的大能。
Today we want to show you that the gospel is the power of God.
福音就是神的大能，什么意思呢？
What does that mean, the power of the Lord?
所以我们要给大家看到福音，从这段圣经里面第16到17节呢，我们给大家看见三点。第一就是福音是神的大能，第二是福音是神的拯救，和跟福音是神的公义。
And in these two verses today, we want to express 3 points. 1, the gospel is the power of the Lord. 2, the gospel is the salvation of the Lord. And finally, it is the righteousness of the Lord.
让我们一点一点来看。
And we'll look at it point by point.
所以福音是神的大能是什么意思？
What is the gospel is the power of the Lord? What does that mean?
所以很多时候我们讲到福音是神的大能，我们想到过去2000年前主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，然后他复活，啊，这个是福音的大能。
Very often we might look at it and think, oh, this happened maybe 2,000 years ago when the Lord was crucified on the cross and he was resurrected.
那么他复活之后呢，他拯救世界上所有相信的人，这就是福音的大能。
And in his resurrection, he saved the believers of the world, and that is the power of the Lord.
但是你注意看到这一段圣经，他讲到他的用词是福音现在本来本是神的大能。
Yet in the tense that Paul uses is, for it is the power of God.
所以他是说现在福音你一讲出去，这个福音是神的大能。
And he's saying here that there is a very present reality of this power of God in the word.
他说现在你传这个福音，现在这个时候福音本来不但是本来本身就是神的大能。
He's saying right here and right now as you preach this word, it is by its nature the power of God.
所以他讲到神的大能的时候，他用这个字就是好像他用的字就是dynamite，意思是我们用的这个英文字dynamite，意思是指好像炸药这样，你把福音传出去，它能够有发挥爆炸性的作用。The
word here that he uses for power is the word where we get dynamite from, and the picture that is painted in our heads is that it is explosive in power.
所以一说神的福音有的能力，好像炸药这么大，能够爆炸出去。只要听福音的人，他就能够相信。And
it suggests that the people who receive the gospel, it is so powerful that it will entirely blow them away.
意思是神的话是充满能力的。And
basically, he's saying that there is great power in God's word.
他说神的话呢，福音呢，本来就是神的大能。
And he says the word of God or the gospel is in fact the power of God.
所以我们必须要把福音讲得清楚，这个福音的内容本身呢，就能够拯救人。And
that's why we need to be extremely clear in what the gospel is, because in its nature it is power.
特别他讲到我不以福音为耻，他为什么不以福音为耻？因为福音本来本身就是神的大能。 要救一切的人，这个福音是有对象、有目的的，是要拯救相信的人。He
says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God, and there is a purpose to its power. It is to save everyone."
所以，如果你看你的圣经呢，他说这个 "the power of God for salvation" 或者是 "the power of God unto salvation" 就是要进入救恩的意思。
It says in the ESV that it is for salvation. In the KJV, it says unto salvation. That is, it is pointed and purposeful.
所以神的福音是要带领进入，有这个能力带领你进入神的救恩。It
has a power to take you into the salvation of God.
所以我要跟大家讲，怎么样传福音呢？
And so I want to talk about how we can share this gospel.
福音呢，本来就是神的话。The
word of God, the gospel is in fact the word of God.
就好像罗马书第10章17节说，信道是从听道来，听道是什么呢？耶稣基督的话来的。Underscored
in Romans 10:17, where Paul says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ."
你要传福音，就是要传神的话。
If you are sharing the gospel, you are sharing the word of God.
你要传福音就是要传耶稣基督的话。
If you are sharing the gospel, you are sharing the words of Christ.
彼得也是这么讲，彼得前书1章23节，他说：“你们蒙了重生呢，不是由于人坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的神种子呢，是借着神活泼长存的道。”
And that's exactly what Peter says in 1 Peter 1:23. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第2章13节，保罗也是这么讲说，他说我们传道给你们，你们不把我们当作是人的道，乃是当作是神的道。这道实在是神的，因为这个道运行在信主的人心中。
In his other writings to the Thessalonians, Paul also said, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers.
你看到吗? 是神的道在我们心里面运行，所以我们能够信主。
Note that it is the word of God that is working in you, and that's why you can believe.
所以你看到主耶稣自己这么说，他说：“我叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
Now Jesus himself said, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
所以希伯来书也是一样讲，第4章12节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵，这个骨髓与骨节与骨髓都能刺落破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
所以神的话是有活泼的，是有功效的，是活活生生的。
We see that the word of God is alive. It's got energy.
同样的，哥林多前书1章18节说，因为基督的道理，这个话呢是 logos， 神的话，耶稣基督的话呢，在灭亡的人是愚拙，但是对于得救的人却是神的大能。
For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
所以你看到吗? 神的话很重要，你要传福音，要传神的话。
And so you see the weight of God's word, and if you're going to share the gospel, share God's word.
所以我们怎么样传福音呢? 不断地教导神的圣经。
How do we then share the gospel? We need to be teaching the Bible.
我们必须讲神的话，神的教导，神的给我们的内容，圣经的人，我们要讲清楚神才，人才能够明白。
God's word, God's teaching, and whatever else is given to us in the Bible, we need to be teaching this so that people can understand.
你说只要相信耶稣神，耶稣就给你发财。
Maybe you say, all you have to do is believe in Jesus and you'll be prosperous.
你只要相信这个福音就能够得救。
All you do is have to believe in the gospel and you'll be saved.
像我问你, 你需不需要相信神的存在? 你才能够得救。
So let me ask you, do you have to believe in the existence of God to be saved?
如果你不相信神，你怎么样相信福音？
If you don't believe in God, how can you believe in the gospel?
希伯来书里面，你来到神面前，你必须相信有神，而且你相信神能够赏赐人。如果你不相信神，你可不可以得救呢？
In Hebrews it says that if you only please God if you believe in Him and believe that He's a rewarder of those who seek Him. If you don't believe in God, can you be saved?
如果你不相信耶稣是神的儿子，你可不可以得救？
If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, can you be saved?
如果你不相信耶稣是神也是人，这样你可不可以得救？
If you don't believe that Jesus is all man and all God, can you be saved?
我告诉你，福音的内容非常丰富的，你必须要好好的教，不然的话呢，你的福音只是非常肤浅，而且不能够得救的福音。
Let me tell you that there is such depth and richness in the gospel, and if you do not teach it properly and in its full context, it is not a gospel that will save.
如果你不相信耶稣从死里复活，他会不会得救？
If you don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, can you be saved?
你看福音里面，圣经里面讲的福音非常的丰富，你不需要不是两天，不是两句话就讲清楚，你要慢慢教导圣经，慢慢教导圣经，他明白了之后，他才能够得救的。
The gospel is so rich and there is so much content to it that if you need to teach it over time, it's not something that you can do in two nights.
所以今天的人不讲圣经，不讲神的话。
And so today, people don't talk about God's word, don't talk about the gospel.
今天所谓的福音聚会就是演唱会。
Today, the gathering of Christians is a concert.
今天就是娱乐节目。
It is an entertainment program.
今天传福音就是魔术表演。
Or maybe it's a magic show.
为什么我们要用这些方法呢？因为我们以福音为耻，不敢讲那个福音。
Why do we have to use these methods? Because we are ashamed of the gospel.
如果你以福音是神的大能，你就把福音讲得清楚，那属于神的人自然会明白，自然会得救。
But if you believe that the gospel is the power of God, then you know that if you preach it rightly, then people will come to believe.
所以这个非常重要，让我们看见福音是什么意思呢？福音就是从神的耶稣基督的话来，福音就是圣经，整本圣经告诉我们它的 有关它的事实。
What is the gospel? It is the gospel of the word of Jesus Christ. The gospel is everything that the Bible has given us.
所以保罗说，我不以福音为耻。为什么我不以福音为耻？因为它是神的大能。
So Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it is the power of God.
第二呢，我们看到福音是神的拯救。
Second, we see that the gospel is the salvation of the Lord.
我们知道这个福音是有对象的，刚才我们讲。
Now we talked just now that this gospel has its purpose.
它的对象就是它有目的。
And it has direction.
它要拯救那一切相信的人。
It is for salvation to everyone who believes.
所以你看到这个 salvation 是要得救那个，这个字呢，是有解脱，要拯救的意思。
And the sense of the word is it has the sense of deliverance.
所以你看到神来拯救我们，他说你要相信是，他说这个福音本是神的大能，是要解救，要拯救你，要解脱你，要来使你脱离罪的捆绑，脱离神的愤怒。
The gospel has power and the gospel has purpose.It is here to deliver you from the bound, the chains of sin. It's here to rescue you from that.
你看第一章第十八节。
Look at verse 18 of chapter 1.
或许我们从第十六节读到十八节。
Perhaps we should read from verse 16 to 18.
我不以福音为耻，为什么呢？因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。那么当然这里是讲犹太人跟希腊人，因为呢神的义在这个福音上彰显出来，显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信，如今叫义人因信得生。你看十八节，原来他的原来告诉我们，拯救从哪里拯救？是从神的愤怒，从神的愤怒，从因为神的愤怒已经彰显出来了，是从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Verse 16 to 18. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why? For it is the power of God.For salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And then we arrive at verse 18. What are we being saved from? What are we being rescued from? He says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
所以神的愤怒，我们从哪里拯救出来？从神的愤怒中拯救出来。
What are we being delivered from? What are we being rescued from? It says from the wrath of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们很少听到我们被拯救是从哪里被拯救出来，是从神的愤怒中拯救出来。
Brothers and sisters, we don't hear this as often these days. But what are we being saved from? We're saved from the wrath of God himself.
刚才我们读的经文， 我回去你再看更加清楚。刚才我们读到罗马书第五章第九节。
We'll go back to what we had read just now, which is Romans chapter 5, verse 9, where it is crystal clear.
他说，现在我们借靠着他的血得以称义，就更借着他免去神的愤怒。
Verse 9 says, Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
意思说我们不再面对神的愤怒。
And that means that we are no longer under the wrath of God.
那么问题你就要问，为什么我们面对神的愤怒呢？为什么神向我们发怒呢？
And so you may ask, but why is God wrathful against us?
为什么神要对我们有发这个怒气呢？
Why is he angry?
因为我们犯罪。
Because we have sinned.
所以这一段罗马书告诉我们，神的拯救是从哪里拯救？是从原来我们在神的怒气底下。
So,Romans tells us, what are we being saved from? We're being saved from the wrath that God has for us.
所以你看到 这个罗马书最重要的经文呢，刚才我们给大家看到呢，就是在这个一章十六节，十六十七节。但是呢，还有另外一经文是在罗马书非常重要的，就是在三章二十一节。
Now we saw in this chapter that the crux of the book of Romans is in verses 6 and 17. Now the other one is in chapter 3, verse 21.
在第三章二十一节，他说：“神如今神的义，在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知作为见证，就是神的义在信耶稣基督人加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。为什么呢？”第十二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪。 亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因着耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。你看到吗？
Romans 3:21-25 says this. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He has passed over former sins.
所以意思说，我们每一个人都犯了罪。 我们每一个人都亏欠了神的荣耀。神创造我们的时候，我们没有按照神原本的意思活，所以神要审判我们。神的怒气向我们发作。And
this makes very clear to us that we have all sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And it is because that when He had created us, we did not live according to His plan, and therefore His wrath is upon us.
所以罗马书是告诉我们，神。 福音是神的大能，要救我们从哪里呢？从神的怒气里面救出来，从他的愤怒里面救出来。What
is the book of Romans about? The book of Romans tells us that the gospel is the power of God for salvation, and He is saving us from His wrath.
意思说，神的愤怒，神的审判要临到世界，那么神不要我们面对审判，所以要从我们审判中把我们拯救出来。
God's wrath is upon the world, and because He doesn't want us to be on the receiving end of that wrath, He has saved us and He has delivered us from that wrath.
我们所要做的第一件事情就是要相信。The
first thing we need to do is to believe.
相信的意思就是等于承认，认罪的意思。To
believe it means to confess.
因为罗马书十章九节说，如果你认承认耶稣是主，心里相信神。
And that's what Romans 10:9 tells us. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以相信跟承认是同一件事情。And
so we see that confess and believe are one thing.
意思说相信，你承认，承认是什么意思呢？ Homogoleo 意思是说 homo 就是讲 homosexual 的那个就是同的意思，同样承认。 Logeo 就是指你相信他所讲的话，所以耶稣所讲的话，你讲同样的话，意思说你相信耶稣所讲，我有罪，我必须悔改，我必须承认他是我的主人，这个就是认罪的意思。And
this word confess means you believe and you say whatever it is that Jesus and God says to be true, and that means that I'm a sinner and I need to repent from my sin and I need a savior.
所以，一个相信、一个得救的人，是他相信耶稣所讲的话。A
person who is truly has salvation is one who believes in the words of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神要拯救世人。Brothers
and sisters, we know that God wants to save the world.
为什么他要拯救世人？因为世人犯了罪。Why
does He want to do that? Because man has sinned.
神犯了罪之后呢，他不愿意人沉沦，不愿人灭亡，不愿人下地狱。
And in our sin, God does not want us to perish, and therefore He wants to save us.
所以他就赐给我们这个福音。And
therefore He has given us the gospel.
这个福音就是神的大能。This
gospel is the power of the Lord.
这个福音是要拯救世人。This
gospel is the salvation.
而且呢，这个福音要彰显他的公义。
and this gospel is the righteousness of the Lord.
要把这神的公义彰显 manifest 出来。
This gospel is the manifestation of His righteousness.
当我们看到十字架的时候，请问你看到什么？
When you look at the cross, what do you see?
今天我们讲到，当我们看到十字架的时候，我们都讲看到神的爱，他把耶稣钉在上面。
These days we hear that, oh, when I see the cross, I see love, because God put His Son on the cross.
是为我们，他把耶稣钉在十字架上。And
for our sakes, He put Christ on the cross.
但是你可以讲说，主要赦免我们很容易嘛，只要说赦免就赦免嘛，因为他有能力，他有权柄，他只要一句话就说赦免就赦免了。But
you might say, but God is omnipotent. He can do whatever He wants. If He wants to save us, all He has to do is say so.
所以神可不可以一句话就免去我们的罪呢？
Can God, with one word, nullify all our sin?
可以吗？
Can He?
我告诉你不可以。
Let me tell you, He cannot.
你说神是全能的，他什么都可以做，但是呢，他不可以随便一句话免去我们的罪。
But you say, but the Lord is almighty. He can do whatever He wants. But He cannot, with one word, nullify all our sin.
这个不是能力的问题。
This is not a question of power.
因为这样他会违背他自己的本性。
But because if He does this, He would deny His own character.
圣经里面， 你记得主耶稣在十字架，主耶稣还没有上十字架上的时候呢，他祷告说：“主啊，如果可以 ，if it's possible， 如果可以让这个杯挪去。”If
you remember before being crucified, Jesus prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
他讲这个杯就是讲我要上十字架喝这个杯，这个苦杯，我必须要上十字架这件事情。This
cup was referring to the cross and how He had to drink this bitter cup as He.
他说：“如果可以，但是主的圣父的答案是什么？不可以，你必须上十字架。”He
asked God the Father if it be possible, and the response was no.
不可以，你必须上十字架。我们就问：为什么主要上十字架呢？因为神是公义的，他断不以有罪的为无罪。God
says no, it is not possible. Why? Because the Lord is righteous and holy, and if He nullifies our sin, then He ceases to be righteous.
神不可以随便宣布我们无罪，除非主耶稣代替我们的罪。God
cannot willy-nilly declare us sinless unless Jesus takes on our sin.
所以你就看到原来在这里第十七节，你回去看第十七节，他罗马书第一章十七节，因为神的义在这个福音上彰显出来，所以主耶稣挂在十字架上，是的，你看到神的爱，不过同时你看到神的公义，神必须审判罪恶。
And this takes us back to the idea in verse 17 where He says the righteousness of God is revealed in this gospel. And when you look at the cross, yes, you do see God's love, but you also see God's righteousness, and God and Christ is taking our place on the cross.
因为神的愤怒已经从天上彰显出来了，而且神必须要审判罪恶。如果你不能够，你不审判罪恶，你就不是公平的神。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, and if you do not, if God does not punish sin, He is no longer a just and righteous God.
你如果继续读下去，你看到第二章第三节。
And if you continue reading in Romans 2 verse 3,
他说：“这人啊，你论断这些事呢，自己还所行和别人一样吗？你怎么能够逃脱神的审判呢？”他讲前面讲愤怒，后面第二章开始讲审判。 然后呢，他说你还藐视神的丰盛的恩慈跟宽容忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈要领你悔改吗？你竟然刚硬自己的心不悔改，是要为自己继续神的愤怒，以至于神的震怒，知道他公义的日子来到吗？意思说你还不悔改，不断的不悔改，你要等到神的审判临到我们吗？你看
In verse 2:3 says, Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? He talks about righteousness at first, and now he talks about judgment. Or do you presume on the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance, but because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed? And he's saying, do you have to wait until that wrath is poured out against you?
你讲到那一天主再来的时候的这个主 审判的日子是什么时候呢？
It says in verse 5 that you're storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath. When is that day?
这讲到主耶稣降临，第二次降临来的时候呢，主要审判这个世界，他要在这个世界上审判所有的在地上的人。
This day of wrath refers to the second coming of Jesus, where he will come in order to judge all the world.
那时候呢，在地上有七年的大灾难，那个就是神向世界宣布审判的时候。
And his declaration of judgment begins with the 7 years of tribulation that will happen on this earth.
如果你不认为主耶稣的福音是好消息，让我们看一看启示录里面讲到将来要审判的世界的情形。
If you do not believe that the gospel is good news, then let's take a look at what Revelation says about the coming judgment.
你看一看启示录第六章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 6.
我们不是要解启示录，我们只是很快的提一提。
We will not be delving too deep into this.
你看启示录第一章第一节，他讲他说他看到羔羊揭开第一印的时候呢，他看到一匹白马出来。
In chapter 6 verse 1,
listen to me.他打开第一印的时候呢，有一匹白马出来。
And when he opened the first seal, a white horse showed up.
意思他那个白马要不断的得胜。
And that means this white horse is constantly overcoming.
第三节他打开第二印的时候，一颗红马出来。
And when he opened the second seal, a red horse showed up.
你看第四节，他说就有一匹马出来是红色的，有权柄赐给骑马的，在地上要夺取太平。意思说地上没有太平，地上 not peaceful at all.
Verse 4 says, and out came another horse bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that people should slay one another, and he was given a great sword. In other words, peace was removed from earth.
第五节，他打开第三印的时候，有第三个活印说你出来，他看见一条黑马。地上呢有大饥荒。
In verse 5, he says, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come, and I looked, and behold, a black horse, and there was famine in the earth.
那么第七节他说打开第四印的时候呢，他有一条这个有一个灰马出来呢，他讲到说地上呢，在特别是在第八节，他看到地上呢有很多人死，有四分之一的人死。
In the fourth seal he opened and a pale horse came up and its rider was death and Hades.
那么第五印打开的时候呢，有世上的灵魂说，哎呀主什么时候为我们这个报应给我们这个审判呢，你主说你稍微等片刻。
The fifth seal was opened and the souls of those who have been slain for the word of God said to him, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
那么打开第六印第十二节，他说打开第六印的时候，你看到地大震动，日头要变黑毛布，满月变红像雪，天上的星辰坠落到地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都要被挪移离开本位，地上的君王臣宰将军夫妇壮士和一切为奴的自主的都要藏在山洞和岩石里，向山和岩石说，倒在我身上，我们要藏起来躲避作保坐着面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们的愤怒的大日子到了，谁能站立得住呢？
In verse 12, when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the full moon became like bloodAnd the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?
意思说，将来有大审判落在地上。
He means that there is great judgment coming to this.
我们讲的是还是打开那个第一印，有七个印。
We're looking at seven scrolls, seven seals to be opened.
第九章的时候，他开始讲七个号 ，seven trumpet.
In chapter 9, he talks about the seven trumpets to be blown.
那么接下来呢，他还要讲到七个碗，在十五章。
In chapter 15, he talks about the seven plagues.
所以我们告诉你，将来的审判是一个比一个糟糕，一个比一个糟糕，而且他讲到说三分之一的人死，三分之一的人死，你最好不要活在当时候。This
judgment gets only worse and worse and worse as it progresses, and each time he talks about how one third of people die, you do not want to be in this.
因为神在这几千年来不断的忍耐人，要人悔改，人不悔改之后呢，在七年之内最后的一个七年，神的大怒要倾倒下来。 是要报应他们，要审判他们。如果你还不悔改，在那段时间里面，你最好是不生存下来。如果你生存下来，你完全没有办法抵挡神的怒气。This
is the wrath of God that has been stored up for thousands of years of humanity, and in the last seven of history, last 7 years of history is when the Lord will release that anger and that wrath. And if you have not been saved by that time, it would have been better that you were not born.
所以你如果你要知道将来的审判，你去读启示录。
If you want to find out more about that future judgment, read Revelation.
所以主告诉我们好消息是什么意思？神要拯救我们脱离这个审判。
So the Lord tells us that there is good news because He wants to save us from this judgment.
他说我不以福音为耻。他说为什么你知道将来有这么大的审判？因为人不断的抵挡神，不断的抵挡神，不断的行恶。 神将来要这样大的审判，他告诉你有个好消息，这个好消息就是神的福音，他要救我们脱离这个审判。We
see that man will continue to oppose God and continue to do that, but and there will be judgment coming. But he tells us that there is good news.
所以他说我不以这个福音为耻。And
so he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
因为福音是神的大能。Because
the gospel is the power of the Lord.
神的拯救。
It is the salvation.
因为当神审判这些罪的时候，就显出他的公义。
Because when he judges this sin is when he reveals his righteousness.
因为如果你认为这神太残忍了，除非你认识到，如果有一个人，他对你的家人，残暴的对你家人，把你在你身边把他夺走之后呢，我问你，你可不可以说没有关系啦，就是赦免他嘛，在神面前是绝对不可以的。
Friends, let me ask you, if let's say somebody takes away in a very brutal fashion the people closest to you, your loved ones, can you just say, oh, that's okay?
如果可以的话,
if that is so, then God is not righteous.
神说我不以有罪为无罪。
God said, I cannot count sin as no sin.
所以他必须审判罪，因为他是公义的神。And
so he must judge sin because he's a righteous God.
所以整本罗马书就是告诉我们神的公义怎么样彰显。And
so this entire book of Romans tells us how this righteousness is being manifested.
除非你真正认识到神的公义彰显出来，不然的话你不知道福音就是福音。And
unless you see this righteousness manifested in the gospel, you do not fully understand this gospel.
所以我们接下来。 这时间呢，就不断的来查考罗马书，让我们对主的计划更加详细的明白。And
so in the time that follows, in the weeks that follow, we will continue to look at this righteous, this plan of God.
所以我们盼望你对福音有更正确的认识。And
our hope is that you will come to understand this gospel better.
然后我们能够带着虔诚的态度去接受主的福音。
And then in a humble heart, we can come before the Lord to receive this gospel.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close and pray. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, as we see the coming judgment that is designed for this world, and as we understand just a fraction and a shadow of what your wrath might look like, Father, we pray that you will give us a healthy fear of what is to come. At the same time, we pray that, Lord, you will help us to see in your righteousness the hope that has been given to us in this gospel. We pray that, Father, all who are seated here today not deny and reject that hope. We pray that, Father, we will come to understand what this gospel is in all its rich truth. Pray that, Lord, we would humbly and joyfully receive it Not because we deserve it, Lord, but because you are gracious and you are loving. We pray that, Father, you will help us to live out this faith, that you will help us to share this gospel with joy and eagerness to those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.